In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Those of you who are on the way right now to your office or your home, don't forget to stay safe.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Kukira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. kita akan bersama. Begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau ku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan.
The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Terjadi tahu.
Do you know? There is Lingzir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingzir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso in Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Isyana Sarasvati. Isyana Sarasvati, born in Bandung, West Java, May 2, 1993, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Isyana released her latest work entitled Aku Rindu or I Miss You on June 28, 2024. For Isyana, 2023 was quite a long year with many surprises and lessons for her. Therefore, she poured out many stories from her life in this song, especially about feelings of letting go and loss. Aku Rindu comes with soft piano chimes and a majestic string section, inviting listeners to feel the depth of the emotion. This song is the opening of a series of singles from Isyana, which will be released throughout 2024. Well, listener, here is Isyana Sarasvati with the song Aku Rindu.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Its name is quite unique, Kwechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kwechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Menyesali waktu hari nanti. visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands didn't waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai, selai, ikan, selai, kalau dipindah, kodak.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets a la Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita omseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut to immediately stir together and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu,
afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dove is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains, like whole black pepper grains, stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu.
The tuna used is tuna or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu sinback debit.
In Natuna it is called sinback debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di.
The fish is clean. The bones removed, can be powder or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancha, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a pizza hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. You can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hadid Ansha hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Yang tak terekam.
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta.
Culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
Sekat hati tak menahan ragu.
Welcome back and thank you very much for still staying tuned at www.inews.id and also RRE Digital. And of course, you can also still contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_officials, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, and also our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. You can also contact us directly to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And I will be right back with you with more infos and also great music to listen. And before that, of course, I will give you one wonderful song coming from Hi-Fi with Sama Sama.
Orang yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di pasti.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama
ku sendiri, kadang ku mencari. Namun selalu pada untuk kembali. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama.
I'm
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word Tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if Tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mata Samalingai. Happy listening.
Siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu tetota tetota pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilet teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu Golu tetota pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak lak paguru seile
ready to give President's state visit. Trump says no right of return for Palestinians under Gaza plan. I'm Nugra Kusumawati, now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto is ready to welcome Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his spouse, Emine Erdogan, who will make a state visit to Indonesia on February 11th and 12th, 2025. According to Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, the state visit marks an important step in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Turkey. After the welcoming ceremony, Prabowo and Erdogan are scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting to discuss various forms of possible cooperation. The cooperation is expected to provide benefits to both countries and strengthen relations. President Donald Trump said Palestinian won't have no right of return to Gaza under his U.S. takeover plan, describing his proposals in excerpt of an interview released on Monday as a real estate development for the future. Trump told Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that I would own it, and that there could be as many as 6 different sites for Palestinians to live outside Gaza under the plan which the Arab world has rejected. The U.S. president pressed his case for Palestinians to be moved out of Gaza, devastated by the Israel-Hamas war, and for Egypt and Jordan to take them. That was the news.
Sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis.